Welcome back to Weathering the Storm, a podcast where we strive to weather the storms of life by placing and sustaining an unwavering faith in God. I'm your host, Drew Suttles. I'm excited for our episode today as we continue our series on Satan's plan of attack for the home that will hopefully help us to weather the storm in the home. And today we're going to be talking about the damage, the danger of what I'm calling Satan Plus. If you're familiar with Disney Plus and Paramount Plus, then you know where I'm going with this. It's the danger of the streaming services that Satan's influence is all over. So we're entitling this episode Satan Plus. This is going to be episode 15 of season 7 of Weathering the Storm. We are starting to wind down this season. But again, we're engaged in this series of what Satan wants to do. We've discussed the fact that he wants to neutralize the man. He wants you to have a busy schedule. He wants to come at you through his influence of forbidden sexual lust that we discussed in our last episode. But again, today he wants to come through you through your TV screen. And he wants your children. And he wants to reprogram your mind to think things that are horrible. That's essentially what this is about. And so we're going to talk about Satan Plus. We're going to talk about the danger of what we see today through media. And hopefully this will help us, especially if you've got small children, that you can be on guard for these things. And again, I'm excited for this study because it's pertinent to me. It's relevant to me as a father of four. And thinking about what my children are facing in the coming years is very scary. But again, if we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, if we're aware of this, and we're educated on it, then it can help us to fight the good fight of faith, to put on the whole armor of God, and to stand and withstand against the fiery darts of the wicked one. So, again, I thank you for listening today. I hope that this is helpful. And hopefully we can apply these things to our lives and we can weather the storm in the home. If you haven't already, we encourage you to go and check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And also, if you subscribe to the master feed of Scattered Abroad Network, you can get all of the podcasts that we have out. You can visit our website, scatterabroad.org. You can also email us at san@mslp.org. I've mentioned this throughout the season, very excited that Scattered Abroad is now a work of the Memphis School of Preaching. And so when you support us, you're supporting not only Scattered Abroad Network, but also the Memphis School of Preaching. And what an honor that is as an alumni of the school. Very, very grateful to be able to collaborate there with MSOP and just thankful that we're able to do this to the glory of God. And we thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your comments, for liking and sharing these episodes. And most of all, we thank you for your prayers. And we pray that you'll continue to offer those prayers up for us as we're striving to reach as many people as possible with the gospel through the avenue of a podcast. I mentioned to you that we're entitling this episode Satan Plus, and I want us to think about the dangers of entertainment. A few months ago, I was privileged to go and listen to Ben Shapiro speak. Ben Shapiro in the political realm is very conservative. He has a lot of things, good things to say about the home and society that just really, really enjoyed listening to him speak. Brilliant man, very, very smart. Studied law at Harvard, just has a great, great understanding of things. And so he was the guest speaker at Georgia Christian School's annual benefit dinner. And one of my elders here at Quitman Church of Christ is on the board, one of the main supporters of Georgia Christian. And so he and his wife always get Brittany and I tickets every year. So we've been able to hear some great speakers. Got to hear Archie Manning a few years ago and others who have come through. But listening to Ben Shapiro was very interesting. And some of the questions that were brought up, and one of the questions was, how do we get the country, United States of America, back on track? And he said, well, it starts with churches. It starts with your home life. It starts with the community in these small towns. I thought that was great to hear. But then he went on a long tangent, I guess you can call it, about entertainment. He actually has his own entertainment program for young people because he has small children, and he says that he and his wife just realized that what's out there in entertainment is scary. And so he talked about the importance of parents being vigilant and being diligent in their effort to monitor what their children are watching. Monitor what's on the phone. Monitor what's on the screen. And to make sure that you're very transparent with your children about that. You know, let them know what's happening. And so that was a very interesting interview that he had. And it was really interesting to listen to Ben Shapiro speak. Got a lot of respect for what he says from a moral standpoint. But when you think about some of the different streaming services, I mentioned Disney Plus, and we have Disney Plus at our home. We can monitor, of course, what our children watch, and it's great to be able to go and watch the classics, you know, to be able to watch some of the older Disney movies that my wife and I grew up watching, you know, in the early 90s. And so I'm thankful that that's there, but there are also some different things on there now that you're really having to pay attention to. You know, some of the remakes and some of the things they're trying to promote. There's Paramount Plus. There's so many different streaming services with the plus on it, and which again is why I entitled this Satan Plus. Did you know that there are more than 200 streaming services throughout the world? Number one streaming service in the world right now is Netflix. And this was very alarming to me when I did a study on this. 61% of the content on Netflix is for mature audiences only. 61%. And so what I did was I went to this website called movieguide.org. This is a family guide to movies and entertainment. I appreciate what they're doing. Thankful for this company, this group. And here's what they say at the very top. More than ever, we're bombarded by darkness in media, movies, and TV. Movie Guide has fought back for almost 40 years, working within Hollywood to propel uplifting and positive content. We're grateful to say we've collaborated with some of the top industry players to influence and redeem entertainment. Still, the most influential person in Hollywood is you, the viewer. Thought that was good. You know, we know of everything that's going on in Hollywood, but ultimately, it boils down to you. You make a choice. Do I want to watch this or not? So I mentioned that 61% of Netflix originals have mature content, and the fact is that few are family-friendly. This is an article by Tess Ferrand, a staff writer on Movie Guide, and I want to share some of these thoughts with you. And again, parents, I hope you're listening to what we're talking about here. It's no secret that Netflix doesn't prioritize family programming over mature, edgy content. Movie Guide took a look into all of Netflix's original programs and discovered just how disproportionate the programs are. Our findings for Netflix originals are compiled below. So, mature audience, 61%. TV-14 is 18%. TV-PG is 7%. And listen to this, TVG, which is for general audience, 1%. 1%! Not rated is 2%. So there's more not rated content, which is very dangerous, than there is general audience content. TV-14 is similar to PG-13, but for television. TV-PG is parental guidance suggested. TV through Y-7 is directed to older children. TV Y-7 to FV is directed to older children and includes fantasy violence. And again, NR is not rated. In the second quarter of 2018, Netflix had over 130 million streaming subscribers worldwide. Of these subscribers, 56.71 million were from the U.S. So by looking at the U.S. Netflix subscribers, we see that over 35 million viewers are watching shows like House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, or Ozark with extreme sexual content, violence, and other immoral content. What's more is the gap between TVMA and TV-14. TVMA, which contains immoral content like sexual scenes, nudity, and language, describes 61% of their content. The next tier, TV-14, which says it's for 14-year-olds and above, makes up 18% of their content. That leaves only 16% of programming for families. Nearly half of that is PG, which means parents are still to be advised over some of the content. Reportedly, Netflix is aiming to have over 1,000 original shows on the service by the end of this year. If we're following the logic here, then more immoral programs are on the horizon. However, in neglecting more broad audience content, the streaming site loses out of millions of potential viewers. A huge portion of Movie Guide's audience once subscribed to Netflix, but has since canceled their description. One writer said, they uphold God and tell us the truth about movies and TV shows. And so, I don't know much about Movie Guide, but I can tell you that as a Christian, as someone who's striving to be holy as God is holy, 1 Peter 1:13 and following, I appreciate very much what Movie Guide is doing. And so, if you have a family, you've got small children, I want to encourage you to go and check out movieguide.org. Very helpful when they can give you some reviews, some streaming things, some top 10 lists, some filters. So appreciate that. And I want to share those thoughts with you as we discuss this. So again, Satan Plus is the idea of what Satan is trying to do through the TV screen. I've got small children. All of my children have watched the show Cocomelon. And if you are a father of young people, you can probably hear the Cocomelon theme song in your head right now. And it's some of the most pure content that you can find. I've really enjoyed watching it with them. You know, this, if you're happy you know it, clap your hands. Or singing ABCs. But now, there's something new on Cocomelon. The young boy, JJ, in one particular segment, has two fathers. Two gay men who are his fathers. And he dances around in a tutu for them. And they're trying to tell him, you can be whatever you want to be. Brethren and friends, that is nothing short of Satan's influence through TV. That's what that is. Because now you think of a little boy who's watching that. How confusing is that going to be? How damaging is that going to be? But here's the fact. It's the harsh reality of our world right now. And we are allowing people on our living room TV screens that we would not invite into our actual living room. Have you ever thought about that? There are people on our living room screen that we would not dare invite and let them sit down on our living room couch. Something to think about. Something to think about. As we close out our thoughts in this episode, I want us to think about a passage of Scripture in the book of John. John chapter 10 and verse 10. And this is one of the great contrasts in the book of John. If you've ever studied John in any depth, you've noticed that there's a lot of comparisons and contrasts. There's light and dark. There's sight and blindness. There's, of course, life and death. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus describes Satan in a way that I believe, based on what we're studying here, is very pertinent. He describes Satan as a thief. In John 10, if you remember the context, he uses, it's one of his I am statements, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. And he talks about the fact that he's not a hireling. He talks about the fact that the sheep hear his voice and follow him. But then he talks about the thief and the motive of the thief. This is John 10 and verse 10 from the New King James Version. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus says, here's why he's come. Here's his purpose. Here's his motive, to give you the abundant life. But what does the thief want to do? He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. That is the threefold mission of Satan, to steal, kill, and destroy. As we break down these words, let's think about it a little bit closer. First, there's the word steal. The word steal means to take without the owner's consent. This is an active verb in the aorist tense, and it comes from this Greek word klepto, which talks about a certain kind of thief. So to take without the owner's consent. I want you to think about that for just a moment. In Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21, Jesus, of course, is talking about laying up your treasures in heaven. He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. That is a kleptos thief. That is a thief who is going to steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Notice it's about your heart. I mentioned this idea of stealing, to take without the owner's consent. Fathers, husbands, we have to take a stand against Satan and say, you don't have my consent to get inside of my little child's mind and heart. You don't have my consent. But friends, understand something. If you put it on the screen and walk away, you just gave Satan consent. You just allowed him to come on in. I don't know if any listeners are vampire fans. I'm a big vampire fan as far as vampire movies are concerned. I've always been intrigued by them. And one thing about a vampire, if you invite them into your home, you've messed up. One of my favorite movies is The Lost Boys, made back in the 80s. And I can remember Max, the head vampire, you know, he's invited into the home. And at the end they say, you know better than to invite a vampire into your home. It renders you powerless. Well, there's something more dangerous and something real, and that is Satan. And you can almost hear Satan through that. Don't invite me into your home. It renders you powerless. You should have known that. Well, we do know that because Jesus says that's what the thief is all about. He wants to steal. He wants to render you powerless. But you have power. You have control. You have free will to say, no, I do not give you consent to come in here and steal the purity of my children. So the thief, according to Jesus, the thief, who is Satan, comes to steal. Number two, he comes to kill. This literally means to butcher. And this word for kill is found nine times. This particular Greek word is found nine times out of the 96 times the word kill is found in the New Testament. And I did a word study on this yesterday, and this was so interesting to me. This is the only time in the New Testament when the word kill is not used in the context of killing an animal. Every other time, it's used in killing an animal. For example, in the book of Acts, with Peter in Acts 10, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Well, kill in the reference of, in the perspective of killing an animal, right? It's the idea of butchering. So when it says the thief comes to steal and to kill, Satan's not just coming to quietly and at least painful as possible. No, he's coming to butcher. He's coming to absolutely destroy and kill what you have in the home, what you're trying to build, the atmosphere you're trying to promote, the godly environment that is your home. Satan wants to butcher that. And how's he going to do it? Well, this is one way, through Satan Plus, through media, through streaming, through the movies, the TV that we watch. So Satan, as a thief, wants to steal, wants to kill, and then he wants to destroy. The word here for destroy means to destroy fully, which means he's not interested in just destroying a little bit. He wants to destroy everything. He wants to destroy fully. He wants to take without the owner's consent. He wants to butcher, and he wants to destroy fully the home. That's what he is all about. And I'm so thankful that we have this revealed in Scripture, because Jesus is the one talking. He says, I know what he's about. Jesus also said about Satan that he's a murderer and he's a liar. He's the father of lies, John 8:44. So we, knowing what Satan wants to do, knowing about his devices, knowing about Satan Plus, if you will, knowing what he's trying to do through the TV screen, ought to make us very, very aware. And we need to wake up. We need to wake up and see what he's trying to do and not shy away from it and not apologize for it. Think about this in 1 Peter 5:8-9. Familiar text, but I believe it ties in well. Peter says, be sober, which is have self-control, sober up. Be vigilant. Vigilant also means be watchful, be alert, be awake. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, the thief who wants to steal, kill, and destroy, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. A few years ago, I was brought to this text, and thinking about this, it was a gospel preacher preaching it, and he invited us to this text. He brought out the point that the word whom here emphasizes that Satan just is looking for one. Now, if you've got any children at home, I've got a son, I've got three daughters. And as I'm recording this, I'm thinking about looking into my daughter's eyes. What is she seeing? Through her eyes, what is going into her little mind? You see, Satan is looking for that innocent child. He wants your children. Don't be deceived about that. He wants your children. If he can do so to the TV screen, then he will absolutely do it. He's seeking whom he may devour. So verse 9 of 1 Peter 5 says, "Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." You're not alone. You're not fighting this alone. But you have got to resist him. James says in James 4, 7 and 8, if you'll resist the devil, he'll flee from you. If you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. But we have got to be willing to stand up to the thief and not allow him in the home. That's how we're going to help, hopefully, weather it. The thief wants to steal your joy. He wants to rob you of your purity. And he wants to destroy your home. He wants to destroy what you're building. He wants to destroy the foundation, and he'll do so through the screen. We've got to be vigilant. Before we close out this episode, I want to just say a word of appreciation to my mother. If anybody that's listening to this who knows Mama knows that she would not allow any kind of content like that on our TV. And I can't tell you how many movies growing up she would tape over and video over. And you would miss 3/4 of the movie. But if it was even suggestive content, she was going to record over it. And she did her absolute best to protect me and to protect my brother from seeing things that we didn't want to see. And she wasn't naive to the point. She knew that we were going to see things as we got older. She knew we were going to be exposed to things. But she would always say, when you get older, you will be able to say, I didn't see it in my home. I didn't see it when I was growing up. And so I appreciate what she did. She took a stand and was vigilant in that effort. Now, that doesn't mean that I always listened. In fact, I've seen things I know I shouldn't have watched. I've watched things. I've engaged in things I know I shouldn't have done. But I believe everybody listening to this podcast can say the same thing at some point in their lives. But here's the point. When I think about what she did, she taking a stand, and my brother and I both would get on her. Mama, don't record over this. It's fine. It's not that bad. She wasn't taking any chances. Now, that was in the early 90s. Now look at what's happening in 2023 and 24 and moving forward. Look at the streaming services. Again, 61% of all Netflix content is for mature audiences only. Parents, we've got to be on guard. We've got to know what the thief is trying to do. He wants to steal. He wants to kill. He wants to destroy. Let's not give him that platform. Let's not give in to Satan Plus. Let's look unto Jesus. Let's meditate. Let's focus on the things that are true and good and lovely and of a good report, so the peace of God and the God of peace can be with us. I thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope and pray that this will help all of us to be more vigilant, to be watchful, to be aware, and to be willing, to be courageous enough to take a stand against Satan's plan of attack through Satan Plus. I hope and pray this will help you. I hope and pray this will help you ultimately to weather the storm in the home. Again, I thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.